On a Beaver Fever Friday, Kelly Schultz, along with our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week, Emily Erickson from the BSU Women's Hockey Team, senior out of Coleraine, Minnesota. And Emily, congratulations on being this week's Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week.
Thank you. It's very flattering. A lot of deserving athletes out there.
You get your first goal and your second goal of the season out of the way this weekend against a tough North Dakota team. Talk about what it felt like for you. I know getting goals this season's been kind of a struggle, but you finally get them done. What's it been like kind of just trying to get the puck in the net?
Yeah, it was nice. My teammates really helped me out on those goals there, so I didn't really have to do much, but it's nice to finally get on board there and hopefully start helping the team in that aspect as well.
I know when I talked to Allie Dillman last week about this year, she said the greatest thing, and I think you'd probably have to agree, it's not how you play at the beginning of the season, it's how you finish. And obviously the season's still long ahead of us. You got Mankato this weekend. What have you guys been kind of thinking about going into this weekend?
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say that too. Kenzie and I had a good talk about that today, about how hopefully we can keep building. As long as we get progress going every day here and we're moving in the right direction, that at the end of the year when it really matters, we'll come through. So we want to get some wins here and help ourselves out so we have some better seating when it comes to playoff time.
Going into this weekend, you're on the road once again. Of course, not quite as far as the month of October was everywhere.
Yeah.
It's over a holiday weekend. It's kind of weird not being with your family, your mom, but you get to be part of this Beaver family on the road. What's that like traveling?
Yeah, I mean, we're away from home, but it really doesn't feel like it. This is truly like nothing you can even put into words. The people we have here and the family we've created in this small hockey community is amazing. So yeah, it's a little bittersweet. We're not all in our own homes away from home, but yeah, so it'll be all right and hopefully come out with some W's.
This last weekend, a couple of your teammates were out injured on Sunday. Obviously, one of them, Erica Wheelhouse. Your defense has been so important to this hockey team. Obviously, you guys missed her on Sunday, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. She's a big part of our defensive core there, and it's hard to play without somebody. But I mean, you have to step up. You have adversity, and it's as a team we have to pull together and deal with what's given.
Your freshman class came in this year. Huge freshman class. Who's kind of been the surprise of that group, and who do you see greatness out of? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Shoot, I don't know. They all have a lot of potential. It's fun, actually, to come to practice every day and see all the different things they're pulling out. You know, it's just, I saw Merkley this past weekend, show some poise with the puck, and it's like, oh, there's the player she is, it's, I remember my freshman year and being like, oh, it takes a while to get out of your shell and do some things, and I mean, we have a lot of them. You see potential every day. Tugas can see the ice amazingly. And then you have Hannah Moore that's willing to struggle. She's a small girl, but she's strong. She's stronger to stick. And it's just all of them. It's just fun to watch them all and watch them develop every day in practice.
And, of course, you get to see one of your freshmen come in and relieve Jessica Havel, your fellow senior in between the pipes on Saturday in a rough game. I asked her earlier how hard it was to come into a game when you guys are already down 6-1. And she said it's just like coming into a new hockey game. Would you agree?
It's hard when you're down, but it's like Coach says, you learn something about yourselves, and you really do, but you just do what you can at the moment and you work hard because, like I said, like Coach says, you learn something about yourselves, you learn something about your teammates. And really, I know I turned to Kenzie after that second period and I said, if you do take something from this and you step up and you take something from what he says and you learn from it, you really got something good coming in your life. Like, we all got something good coming in our life if we do that. And it is true. I don't know. You just have to learn from it.
Well, I know a lot of people would agree with me. You guys are one of the hardest working hockey teams in the WCHA. And, from the stuff you do on the ice at practice to the weekends, you play games against some of the best opponents in the country, best hockey in the country. I do agree with you when you said that Coach does say those kind of things. And he said it in the post game a couple of times, when things didn't go your way. He's always got a bright note about, or a positive. I didn't get to talk to him on Sunday, unfortunately, after the game, but I did notice some positives that came from Sunday's game. That third period, no matter how many goals you guys are down, you always battle till the very last second, and that's something that this team has, a lot of character. Would you agree with that character that your team has?
Yeah, honestly, like, that's the epitome of our program, really. It's like we talked to the girls yesterday. It's not a skill thing at all. It's a mental state of mind. It's the way our program is built, and I'm having a hard time putting it into words, but it is something that I'm proud of in this program, and I hope continues.
Emily, good luck this weekend. We'll see you in Mankato, and hopefully you can get 2 wins on the road.
Thanks, Kel.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.